International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Mohammad Al-Baradei says Iran has concealed sensitive nuclear activities for nearly 20 years, creating what he calls a confidence deficit around its compliance with nuclear inspections today. Wrapping up a four-day Board of Governors meeting in Vienna, the IAEA called on Iran to provide full transparency of its nuclear activities and to extend proactive cooperation to agency inspectors. But Mr. Al-Baradei says it's too soon to say whether Iran is secretly developing a nuclear weapons program, as President Bush suspects. Speaking following a briefing at the Central Intelligence Agency, the president said America's EU allies, as well as Russian President Vladimir Putin, all agree that Iran should not have nuclear weapons.
I have told our European friends who are handling the negotiations on behalf of the rest of the world that we want to help make sure the process goes forward, and we're looking at ways to help move the process forward. The guilty party is Iran. They're the ones who are not living up to international accords. They're the people that the whole world is saying don't develop a weapon.
The UN Atomic Energy Agency has endorsed negotiations between Iran, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, expressing hope that an agreement can be reached on a long-term solution. Those talks resume next week in Geneva, amid speculation that the Bush administration may agree to drop its opposition to Iran joining the World Trade Organization as an incentive for Tehran to reach agreement on nuclear issues. White House spokesman Scott McClellan would not speculate on how Washington might encourage the Geneva talks. Iran says its nuclear program is only designed to generate electricity. The country's official news agency quotes Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as telling a group of students that the United States and Europe want to prevent Iran from enriching uranium because it's part of scientific progress. The official IRNA news agency quotes him as saying that the United States and Europe are hostile to Iran moving forward in the field of nuclear technology because they do not want the Iranian people to progress. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.